Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Dave Stoop is in the studio. Jill Hubbard will be joining us momentarily.
Jill's here.
She's here. Hello. Good.
Hi, Jill. And we're glad you're with us here today. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Now, later in the program, we'll have our good friend and colleague, Dr. John Townsend, on. You know, he wrote this book, The Entitlement Cure. And if you've heard of the affluenza teen, well, John was talking about that in his book on Fox News this morning. Did a great job. We'll talk to John about that later in the program. But right now, we're excited that you're with us. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And one of the great things we've got coming up here is Every Man's Battle this Friday. It occurs in Washington, D.C., and if you've never been, but you've never been free from a sexual integrity problem, that's the place you need to be. So many people have gone there, and they have freedom. You know, so many men will spend their lives going to bed saying, well, you know, I was a good boy today or a bad boy today. I didn't look. I did. Others, no. It's horrific. You're putting a spouse through just literal hell on earth with what you're doing. And you can go from that to be a total and complete man of integrity. That's all you have to do is go. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and come join us for Every Man's Battle. I'm thinking we go right to a call this morning, and let's take our first caller. Dave, you can pick that caller there in Lake Forest, California.
We'll talk to Eddie in Orlando, Florida, listens on WTLN.
Eddie, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Happy New Year's to you guys.
Thank you,
Eddie.
Thank you.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I need some help determining if I have an addiction or an affliction.
Okay.
Maybe both. Well,
you've been listening to Steve.
That is correct. And also, you too, Jill, you're part of the problem, and Dr. Dave right there, both the doctors. Here I joined TV New Life, and I can't keep up with the videos you guys are producing. So I'm able to do searches, find things that help me, that expand way beyond what I get out of the radio show. So I need to know professionally if this is addiction or an affliction that I spend so much time learning.
It really is amazing, isn't it, what you can learn from that one little resource.
It's a healthy addiction.
Uh-huh.
So you affliction. Just called to encourage other people to suffer the way you do? Is that what you do?
It is, but, you know, it's more than suffering. You know, the greatest thing I to give back is that, you know, being a Club New Life member and subscribing to the TV show and encouraging other people, it has had such an impact on my life that it's affected my adult children's life, because I was the only safe sibling in my family. And, Steve, it's because things that you said, I got so many Artium axioms in my vocabulary that I choose to be in your brother.
I love that. Oh, that is so cool.
Well, now we're not so sure it's a healthy addiction.
Yeah. Maybe it's an obsession.
It's an obsession.
I heard that, Dave.
Well, I did live in Texas for a few years, so that could be part of the obsession.
Yes, it could be.
Sure could. Hey, thanks for calling and encouraging. And did you have a question you want to ask after the break or not?
I do. I have one thing to add after the break. I should comment, please.
All right, we'll come right back to you. Hey, anybody else, we can use all the help we get around here. But if you haven't tried tv.newlife.com, it really is quite amazing. Go there, tv.newlife.com.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking to my new best friend here, Eddie from Orlando. And Eddie, you had one other thing you wanted to mention.
Well, Steve, in recent days I've heard comments about what New Life is like. And to me, when you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the pearl of great price that we pursue. But for me, New Life is like the black velvet, and once you put that pearl at great price, it just amplifies the beauty of what we have of transformation, of what he's brought us from death onto life. And you guys provide all the tools to be able to take it, that we don't have to stay stuck in life. And to that, I say thank you to you and your co-host.
Thank you, Eddie.
What a great thing, and I so appreciate this. Let me send you an Every Man's Bible, one of the great tools, I think, for transformation. And it really is wonderful to start like this, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. No, people should know, I've never met Eddie. We didn't pay Eddie. We should have paid
him. No, I know.
But, you know, we need
need
a lot of support. I was just meeting with our team, our development team this morning, and what we're doing with Bethesda. And, you know, it's one location, but it's just the beginning of several things that we're doing to literally change the world. The biggest question that people have asked of New Life all through its history, when are you going to do something for young people? And we're working on it. And Bethesda, the Leadership Institute there for 18 to 28-year-olds, that's really our giant step in changing a generation, changing the future of America, and changing the future of the world. And if you want to be a part of that, you just call us and ask how you can, because it's going to be fantastic. Well, Dave, let's go to another caller here.
Well, let's go to Mabel, who is calling from Nashville, Tennessee, listens on Facebook.
All right,
watches
Mabel.
Or something on Facebook.
Well, Mabel, whatever you do on Facebook, we're glad that you do it. How could we help you today? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for
Mabel.
Taking my call. I wanted to know if you could recommend any resources or books, preferably from Christian counselors that deal with how to recover from being gaslighted long-term, please.
Now, have you read Mylon and Kay's book, How We Love?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's really the most amazing resource that we have. And are you married or single now?
Single.
Okay.
How are you gaslighted?
Yeah,
well, Mabel?
Tell us.
Because I don't know that our listeners understand that term, all of them.
It started with my parents, and that continued with just a pattern of bad relationships that I got into, and I was never really able to put my finger on what the dynamic was until a few months ago when I saw the Ingrid Bergman movie.
Mm-hmm. Actually, and saw the movie where it was that concept was introduced. Yeah.
That was when I was first able to put a name on it. The whole thing of, you know, witnessing abuse and manipulation and then being told this never happened, it's all in your head, or...
Sure.
The crazy making.
If I did do this, it was because you provoked me somehow, that kind of thing. Mm.
Well, two things. I'd like to hear from Dave and Jill if they have any insights here. But one is, I'll send you How We Love. But the other thing is, get yourself to the Every Woman's Battle, or Women,
Women in the Battle, yes.
Women in the Battle workshop that we're doing in March. I mean, that's where healing from this can finally occur.
Well, and the other part of it, Mabel, is you've got to have some female friends who help you stay in touch with reality rather than in terms of what you want reality to be, and help you
to help kind of untwine that ball of confusion, and doubt, self-doubt.
And you need a good women's support group that are going. You can come to and say, "Am I seeing things clearly or not?" And they will be honest with you, and you build a trusting relationship with them, and that's the best thing. That along with what Steve suggested are the two.
Well, in terms of resources, so Steve, you mentioned How We Love. I think Changes That Heal. Is a good book for understanding.
Exactly.
And I think Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers would be a good one, too.
I'll send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. But let me tell you something. You have something, and it sounds like it's really consuming your life. It's taken your life. And you can take back your life. There's just no question. The good news for you is you have something that a lot of people have had and experienced, and they've gotten better from it. That's the good news. You don't have a thing that's this incurable disease, and nobody understands it, or it's you've got it. You've got something that we do understand, and we have seen so many people go from hopelessness to really seeing a future full of joy and meaning and living in the light of God's grace. Now, that's what you've got ahead of you, but you've got some work you have to do. And really, I think it kind of boils down to a willingness to do work that nobody ought to ever have to do, but you do it, and it makes your life better than it would have been if you'd never had the problem. So,
Mabel, identifying it and naming it is the first step. And then you can't do it alone, because those messages that you got repeatedly, you were bombarded with them from a very early age. And so those will always creep back in and kind of creep back into that irrational place in your life. And so you need the voices of people who are outside of that world that you grew up in. So that's why you need other people around you in the form of support, a counselor, going to the workshop. You need all of that to counteract those messages.
Okay, so we're going to send you those resources. We're going to tell you about Women in the Battle. I want to encourage other people, you know, if this is your life, if somebody has been saying to you things to throw you off track, to deceive you, That's gaslighting, revealing a little bit of the truth rather than all of the truth. Well, those are things that would mess up anybody. If you can't be secure in knowing whether or not it's true or not true. And here's the big thing with women. They have an intuition. Nobody else has it. Men don't have it. And a man...
We see things you don't.
No, it's true. It's very true. And a man
God's
will try
to make it fair.
Yeah.
It's God's way of making it fair. We have the strength and you have the intuition.
Yeah.
So this is what men do who are deceptive, is they try to shut that down. Mm-hmm. But you must never allow that to happen. You must listen to the tummy that God put in you that is so powerful. All right. Really glad that she called, and I hope and pray that if any of you you relate to what she's been through, you've been there, mm-hmm. you've been that victim, that you will hear this message. There's hope, there's healing, there's transformation for you. You don't have to be this way. You don't have to be subject to this kind of abuse. You can rise above it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want for you. Now, I mentioned to you that I'm doing the Healing is a Choice series at Northview Church here in Carmel in February. I preached there right after Thanksgiving on Beyond Thanksgiving. I want you to hear a short clip of that message, and then we'll talk about it.
True gratitude goes beyond Thanksgiving and merely giving thanks. Now, you can be thankful for some things that aren't very God-honoring things to be thankful for. For instance, people that waste stuff, they're thankful for all the stuff they got to waste this year. You know, they spent too much. They spent it on things they didn't need to impress people they don't like with money they didn't have. That's wasting. And you can be thankful for that. Well, that's not honorable. Users are the kind of people that can be thankful. They're thankful for all the people they got to use this year. Used to get what they want or used to work out childhood difficulties that they maybe could do with a therapist or a support group or something. But users are thankful, so that there's no virtue in just thanksgiving per se. Stackers are thankful. We see hoarders on TV. They stack stuff all around them. It's very sad, but they're thankful for their stacks. Now, there's some good stacks. You can stack up savings and investments. That's a great thing. But even that can become a little off kilter where you're so dependent on your stacks that you start to put them before God. I mean, we should all prepare for retirement. We should be responsible. But some people, they stack up so much stuff that it comes to own them. They depend on it for their security. And God would probably love it if they would secure their future. And then the excess stacks God could use to do some amazing things. So my point is that thanksgiving in and of itself, maybe that's not all that great because we can be thankful for some things that don't have a lot of virtue.
You know, it really is true. What we want to do is we want to see the results of true gratitude. And that's not just being thankful for stuff or thankful for material security, but it's truly being grateful, so much so that we move out and help another person. That is what we've seen in this ministry over and over again. People that have been helped reach out and help other people. Dave and I wrote this little book called Transformation, and the sixth key there is transformation, taking the horrible stuff and being grateful enough that we were saved from it or delivered out of it or transformed from it, that now we reach out. We reverse it and we go help somebody else. And some of you, if you have some stacks that you feel convicted, maybe I've got too many stacks and God could really do something with them, we really need your help, especially in funding a leadership institute for 18 to 28-year-olds called the Bethesda Leadership Institute. We're 21 acres that we were given, and we are just about to hire the program director, and we need to develop that program where we're working with 60 guys who just couldn't get out of the house, but we're going to turn them into leaders in a year. If you can help us, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right.
Let me Dave, make one thought on that.
You know, yes, sir.
The gratitude leads to generosity is basically what you're saying.
So exactly right.
So that when I have a heart that is full of gratitude, I become a generous person.
Yeah, and if you're not, you could just be a thankful person who's just thankful for a lot of stuff.
Well, thankful says I want to give back. It may just be my time.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, let's go to a caller. And who is our next caller?
Well, our next caller is going to be Daniel, who's calling from Boston, Massachusetts, listens on WEZE.
Hi, Daniel. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for your program. I learn a lot. I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you. How's it going?
So far, so good. I mean, with your help, I've been successful with, helping my teenage daughter. And then I wonder if you guys can help me, because I'm trying to get to read every young woman's battle, and
yes.
then I can't do it. I mean, it seems like she's not interested or something. I don't know if there's any tactic I can use.
Okay, so you're wanting to help your stepdaughter with a problem or to prevent her developing a problem?
Well, actually, she was raised no boundaries when, like, she came in our home like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised in no boundaries by my sister-in-law.
Okay.
But when she came with us, with my wife, we worked it out, and she's doing pretty good right now, but I want her to be successful, to be, I don't know, a leader in church or something.
Okay. And how old is she?
She's 17 right now.
All right. We'll give you the help that we can right after this. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices. It hasn't been the same since.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Daniel's wanting to help a 17-year-old who has lived without boundaries. Jill's got some insight there to start us off.
Well, Daniel, it sounds like you have taken her in under the guise of helping her, and she was, I'm assuming, willing to accept that help and that change. And so I think that gives you a little more leverage because it's a privilege, in a sense, for her to live in your home. I didn't hear you say anything about her being angry. But, you know, a 17-year-old, they're, you know, trying to spread their wings. They're wanting to be more independent. It's hard to get them to do something extra, even if it's a benefit to them. And so I think it would work out better if perhaps your wife initiated some time with her where she said, okay, we're going to spend some time together and I'm going to read to you. And she read her just, you know, a chapter at a time or a few pages at a time. And often, too, it's, you know, discussions happen a lot of times when you get a kid out of its own environment, right?
Yeah.
Away from the house, away from all of the distractions.
And doing things.
Yeah,
together.
Doing
activities,
things. Yeah, so we were talking about, you know, having some experiences with her that are just fun and are family-oriented, so that she can see, you know, what is it like to live in a healthy situation where we have boundaries and care about one another.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Daniel, that I would remind you is that reading a book doesn't usually change anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But reading a book and talking about it with somebody is what makes the change. So if your wife reads it to her and then talks about it, and then periodically the two of you talk with her, she needs to hear a man's point of view, and so together you have a discussion. And it may seem awkward to begin with, but as you start, you'll find that it becomes very meaningful and very helpful.
Right, and even if you don't get a lot of response from her, that doesn't necessarily mean she's not listening or taking
right.
it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, don't look for results.
Right.
What you want is to create a history of relationship where she looks back, and even if you did something and it was a disaster, but she's looking back, wow, look at the effort mm-hmm. that those people put into me. But often, as a child resists, as we all often
yes.
resist change or the unfamiliar, as they're resisting, they're also hoping you force them into the uncomfortable, into the new, exciting adventure. And so you just need to plan some things as simple as you, your wife and her, a night away somewhere in a hotel, just even in a hotel, cheap hotel room, watching television. That gets her out of her environment. Now, there are many more better creative things to mm-hmm. do than that. But if you're not creative, do something that, as Jill says, removes her from the routine.
Well, right. And those experiences right. with people that are, you know, are trustworthy, that she can count on, that will help fill her up. And therefore, she's not going to be seeking it from boys.
Yeah. And not going to be
right?
vulnerable.
And acting out. Not going
not
to be as vulnerable because
she
she's. So, Daniel, she needs you too. She needs to have the experiences with you as a caring, you know, male father figure in her life so that she knows that she's attractive and that she can interact with men. Again, so she won't seek that from her peers.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We'll send you The Secrets Young Women Keep, and it'll be a wonderful, wonderful resource mm-hmm. for both you and your wife. And we'd love to hear how things go. And I'm thanking God for people like you specifically, mm-hmm. that are willing to come alongside rather than to just say, wow, that's really a sad case. You're willing to invest your mm-hmm. life to transform. All right. Glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. But if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about Lose It for Life coming up. I mean, it's the 22nd of January, and when people go there, they use their weight as an excuse not just to lose weight. They use their weight as an excuse to transform all parts mm-hmm. of their lives. That's what we love to see happen, is you transform it all. It all gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So come and let us help you. If at all possible, let us help you as part of getting together with other people struggling with weight, but using it as the excuse for transformation.
And discovering what you're really hungry for.
Yeah. So let's go to our next caller.
Okay, let's
Dave,
go.
Dave, who would that be?
Donald from Topeka, Kansas, watches us on NRB. Tell us.
Yes, my question is I'm a widower, and I was separated from my wife for about 7 years, and then it's been 5 years since I've been widowed, and I had celibate for that long period of time, which is about 12 years and 7 months, and I went back to
who's
church
counting?
And how many days?
2005 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I tried to get a relationship with some of the ladies, and they were standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me quick get a thought in, Donald, before the break. One of the things to do is to be with groups of people, both men and women, and just begin to socialize again. And don't rush the process, but we'll have more and more in-depth responses to you after the break.
Yeah. You're listening to New Life Live. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, it's that exact same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we're talking to Daniel. Daniel, are you still there?
Donald.
I'm sorry, Donald. Donald, are you still there?
I am.
All right. Now, Donald, in this time of celibacy, was it also a time of isolation from other people also?
Part of it was isolation. Part of it was going to the library and even asking librarians for a date who were single and asking women just if I could call them at the church I joined. And the problem was they were standoffish, and it was kind of like going into a strange environment in the church after being out of it for about 21 years, and I stayed out of it because I was angry.
And what were you angry about?
Playing recorded sin on me and others. And what happened was they spread sins all around the area, and I could not get a job, and they had to retire.
Oh, dear. That's
and
rough.
And so later
well, let me
on
try to give
in
you,
life.
All right, let me try to give you some insight here. Here's what I think happened. We get hurt, and I think we kind of, you could say, go dark inside. We close off. We get angry, we quit going to church, we quit having communion with God, our prayer life dies, our devotional life dies, and the darkness penetrates every aspect of us, so that then when we just simply want to come along and do something like ask somebody on a date or something, we're very different than we used to be because there's so much darkness that has penetrated us, and it's from depression, it's from chemical changes, and it's just from the isolation. And so when Dave said groups first, that is really, I think, the first step in turning on the light that God wants to fill our hearts with. So you start doing things with other people, and then you start studying the Bible with other people. If that church is a crummy place, go find another church. If you can find a men's group where you can feel open and be open and honest and let people tell you the truth about yourself, that's inviting light back into your heart. And I want to send you this little book that Dave and I did called Transformation. And that's another, it's just a seven-step process of bringing light back into your life. Anything you guys want to add to that real quick?
I just wanted to add that I think that a person needs to build credibility to kind of show up onto the scene or to be an unknown to women then ask them out. A lot of women are leery of that when they don't have a context of, you know, from which they know the person. And so you have to build up time and familiarity being involved.
In many ways, because you're a widower, you haven't been doing those kind of things. It'd be like a teenager who hasn't been dating, and basically what the ideal is you learn how to relate to other people in a group setting, and then you gradually move to individual. And it's the same thing when you're at your stage of life, when you haven't been out there. It's all new again, and you do the group setting, and then you move forward from there gradually.
Yeah, don't set out to date. Set out to connect with different people at different levels, finding safety, acceptance, and healing. And out of that is going to come some dating experiences. But boy, I tell you, I want to see your life lit up again. And man, there's nothing worse than to want to be with somebody and then you experience rejection. It just increases the darkness.
Oh yeah,
I'm kind of obsessing over light. It's so interesting how things happen. I was telling Solomon a story last night about a little boy who was born with all sorts of light. He says, "Is this about me?" I said, "No, this is just a story I'm making up here." And I said, his parents tried to keep him from going dark in a dark world. So they tried to put all sorts of light into him. You know, they taught him the right stuff. But he kept fading and growing darker. And then one day he discovered he had to do things to bring light into his own world. And once he discovered how to bring that light to himself through God's Word, through healthy relationships, all of a sudden he became the brightest light in the whole neighborhood. Well, I wake up this morning, Missy and I are having a devotional time, and I read this amazing, amazing classic writer. And he was born in Ohio, but he went to Berlin to serve. Thomas Kelly died in 1941. And so I open it up and it says this. It says, "Let us explore together the secret of deeper devotion, a more subterranean sanctuary of the soul, where the light within never fades, but burns a perpetual flame, where the wells of living water of divine revelation rise up continuously day by day." Wow. And he said, what is urged here are secret habits of unceasing orientation of the inward light that comes from God, where we're perpetually bowed in worship while we're also very busy in the world of daily affairs. Now, isn't that an amazing insight?
Yes.
We're bowed to God at every moment that we're involved in the daily activities of this world. And if in that practice, God's light burns and will never, ever grow dark. I think that's a very, very powerful message to all of us. Because what we do is we just get busy and we just do stuff in the turmoil of the day, and God gets completely left out. So I'm really hoping and praying for Donald that his life will literally light up again. Now, before we go to the break, Jill and I Skyped with a true inspiration, a woman, Mary Lou Caskey, back in 2015. She really is a great inspiration for this new year, that anybody can lose weight. And if you've seen her picture, she's standing in one leg of the pants that she used to wear. And we did a little segment called Show Your Food Who's Boss. Mary Lou went on to write that book. It's pretty cool. But you'll get that at tv.newlife.com. And then there's also a wonderful Dave Stoops talking today about maintaining a vibrant daily devotional. And it's very powerful. And Dave is the guy that knows how to do that. And then another wonderful segment at tv.newlife.com. Henry Cloud did a segment about how you can be a better leader and make other people better just by being there. And it's so nice when you don't have to know a bunch of stuff. You just need to be there. And that whole segment by Henry is right there, tv.newlife.com. We started the program talking about this. It's pretty amazing that here we are with this great resource. 10,200 people are subscribers. And if you're not, you're missing something that will take you far, far deeper than anything we can do here on the program. I've done 18 videos so far. I'll do more tomorrow on my 52 ways to lose weight. And I'm really enjoying that. You may not know it, but there are 52 ways. I can't wait to get to my series on 52 ways to grow deeper in your spiritual life. We're just going to do 52 ways until there aren't any more 52s to do. But all of that's part of TV.NewLife.com. People love the stuff that's there. It really does exceed all expectations. Be sure and check that out. And then before we go to the break, when we come back from the break, it's John Townsend. We're going to talk to him about his time on Fox and Friends. But Healing is a Choice, and the Marriage Solution Workshop is on April the 15th. So right in the midst of the trauma of your filing your tax return, you come into Healing as a Choice, you get over it the next day. And so we love that. And then Women in the Battle, March the 4th. If you have been gaslighted, if you have been manipulated, if you've been traumatized by somebody with a sexual integrity problem, we can help you. It's Women in the Battle, March the 4th. And we're really looking forward to the Ultimate Intimacy Intensive, February 12, 13, and 14. In Southern California. Francis Chan wrote Crazy Love and other things. He's an amazing teacher. He's going to start it off. Marilyn Meeberg is going to talk about getting your craving satisfied so you're not craving something from your spouse that your spouse can't deliver. Jason and Shelley Martinkus. And then Mylon and Kay are going to take us into how to have an emotional, spiritual, relational, and sexual intimacy like we've never known before. It is going to be amazing. We've never done it before. Sign up right now. Lose It for Life is the 22nd of January. And Every Man's Battle, this Friday, you can still get in and make this the best year ever. The number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When we come back, we'll see if we can get John Townsend on the phone.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We've got Dr. John Townsend on the line. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Way to go on Fox and Friends, my friend. That was excellent.
Oh, thanks. It was fun.
You were talking about this affluenza teen whose mother is his enmeshed mother ends up getting him out of the country, and but forget all that. The points that you made, John, not that I was paying attention, but you were saying that where parenting really works, where you don't have this entitlement, as you talk about in the Entitlement Cure, you've got this closeness, real great closeness, but hey, you've got limits and consequences.
Yeah, we made a couple of points on the interview, Steve, just for the parents. The idea was how do you inoculate your child against affluenza, whether you're affluent or not affluent, the principle is the same because God's always the same. The number one was be loving and be kind and affectionate, but also have appropriately strict limits. There have got to be things like a structure in the home, you know, dinners at a certain time and fun time at a certain time and work time at a certain time, and have house rules like things you put on the wall and on the refrigerator, like we're loving and we're honest and we tell the truth and we do what mom and dad says, and have good boundaries and consequences. But at the same time, you got to have, you know, a combination of the two. If you have all love and no limits, you're destined to have an entitled child, unfortunately, who's going to think that they are the diva or the prince or the princess of the world. And so we tried to just kind of drive that home, that the limits have to come with the love in the way that God teaches us. If you go to Ephesians 6, it says, raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, the nurture is the love, and the admonition is the limits.
Well, the other thing that I love hearing on national television is not assuming that your little boy has a moral system that's going to work for them.
That was important.
People need to hear that because all the time, you know, everybody's born so good and it's just wonderful. No. There's, as you said, not that I paid any attention, but you said there's a vacuum there that's got to be filled.
Yeah, children are born. Unfortunately, we believe in the Bible that children are born in a kind of a moral void and from Genesis 3. So what I was saying was don't trust your child's morality. Your job as a parent, if you want to spend 20 years raising somebody, is to give them a moral system about love and responsibility and a work ethic and honesty. And if you don't do that, nature abhors a vacuum, and that child will create their own moral system. And you don't want to see that because it's going to be, it's all about me, and I am special, and I don't have to worry about how I affect other people's feelings. So, yeah, take the time to create inside the child by your behavior and your teaching and your prayers a moral system that's biblical and works for them. Don't wait for them.
Well, it was really a powerful interview, and I'm so proud of you. You did such a great job, and you know, I think the main thing is if you raise your child with this affluenza, which is, you know, it's just you're so affluent that your child doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, then they're going to grow up with another disease called I'm an idiot, Azenza, and that's just what we're seeing played out today.
Well, you don't have to be affluent
to
leave your kids in a moral vacuum and
that's right.
A structureless environment, because there are parents who just didn't really want to be parents.
Dave, that's exactly right. The whole parent is friend thing, mm-hmm. we've shown, the research has shown, it's not a good thing. That God created a thing called a generation gap, and mm-hmm. the generation gap means you're not their best friend. They're going to have best friends. So don't just be their buddy. Be the authority. Be the loving parent. parent like God is and have the rules. And all this came from my book, The Entitlement Cure, which is why I wrote the article, because a friend of mine, when the Ethan Couch Affluenza stuff came out, my friend of mine said, your book is about helping his parents, so write something. So I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'll have time to read it if she gets sentenced to 10 years in jail.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, the book is the book is The Entitlement Cure. Now, one of the diagnostics is if you're over 40 and you're wearing a Hello Kitty T-shirt, you have to ask yourself, am I a little too enmeshed with my daughter? And if you're over 40 and you're wearing a, let's say, a Spider-Man T-shirt, we got to ask, you know, that. Now, so there are things that you could see. But John, maybe just give us a couple of things that somebody, really a sincere person sitting here, I wonder if I've got a little bit of this in me in the way I'm raising my child. What would be something other than a Hello Kitty T-shirt that might say to somebody, you know what, I really need to take a look at this?
One would be if you're defensive of your child, no matter what, if the parents and the teachers and the coaches and the neighbors are saying, your kid's got some attitude or behavior problems, and you're thinking, they just don't understand my child, watch out, because external reality really helps us. And the second is if you find yourself, and this is really important, if you find yourself praising your children for externals that they had nothing to do with, how pretty you are, how high your IQ is, you got a great smile, you're headed toward an entitled child. We're supposed to praise our children not for the great smile. God gave them that. We're supposed to praise them for hard work and character. And you were really nice to your cousin. And, you know, you befriended that kid at school that doesn't have any friends. I'm proud of you. You worked hard on the exam. You really did well on your soccer lessons. Praise them for character and work ethic. Stay away from from praising for their externals.
Amen.
But, Steve, you do have a nice smile.
thank you, John. And it was so great. And by the way, we'll get this up on our website so everybody can see it. It's the book is entitled The Entitlement Cure. But you were saying to the Fox News host there, if I say to you, versus, you know, what a great report did, really helped me understand things, but hey, you have a nice smile, that doesn't really say anything. And John, there was a pause there, and I thought, they might have thought, hey, that's not so bad, because, you know, you're working on your smile all the time. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting little pause there. You mean that isn't important? Anyway, but, John, great job on that, and just thanks for all you do. Your Leadership Institute is literally leading people out of mediocrity into greatness, and we're just grateful that you're part of
kids,
all
though,
of this.
Kids in their 20s and kids in their 60s up for our January sessions now, Steve. We're probably 150, 175 students, and we're online. So thanks for mentioning the Institute. We're real excited.
Wow. All right, John. God bless you, my friend. The book is The Entitlement Cure. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is powerful. It's just one of those things. You know, you can read somebody's book they wrote 100 years ago about the 8 things every kid needs, and that's great. But here's one for this society, for this day and age, and you don't want to miss it. So I'm really glad for he just did an amazing job there. If you need some help, we would like to help you. How can we help you? Well, one is we've got resources like The Entitlement Cure. Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable, is just a master. Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. The book that I would love for you to read right now are The 12 Laws of Life Recovery that Dave and I did together. It really tells you, you know, here are just 12 things that you can't deny. They're just truths. Do this, and this is going to be the result. That's
really
the law.
They're really laws of life.
They are. And life, if it's not recovery, it's not good.
So,
you're either growing, moving forward, or sliding backwards.
But we also have over 1,000 counselors that we could help you find a counselor that could help you. And then our workshops are so powerful. You know, we've really worked hard for over 20 years on these to perfect them. And if anybody can tell us anything more powerful, we're going to go and do it. Whether it's your marriage, living with a sex addict, being a sex addict, your weight, it's there. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, $100 will send you the chenille blanket that everybody's talking about on Fox and Friends. And
nice
and
stuff.
Then
yeah.
And then thank you to all who do support.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.